Today's episode is a nice carry-on from last week's, where I walked you through the clearing process to release the energetic links to the year that was. I highly recommend completing that process before you engage in the process I share in today's episode. Also, like last week, parts of today's episode originally aired back in 2021. But of course, a lot has happened since that episode in the past 12 months, including the arrival of the Head and Heart Digital Planner and the guided community. As you follow along with today's episode, please know that the worksheet is the annual Oracle Card Forecast, and it is an Oracle Card spread that is included in the Head and Heart Digital Planner. So when you purchase it, it will be there for you. And I also have introduced a digital version of the Little Sage Oracle Cards. You'll hear me mention them throughout today's episode too. What that means is when you purchase the digital planner, you are also going to receive the digital Oracle cards, which means you can capture the entire spread digitally in your journal and have it with you every day, week, month, or quarter as you're building upon your rituals and intentions for the year ahead. And the annual collective energy forecast will be released to guided members on January 1. Now, one last piece of housekeeping before we dive into the episode in earnest. There are a couple of things you might need if you're going to follow along with the process at home. Now, one is a journal and pen. Of course, the new Head and Heart Digital Planner is specifically built around my personal practice, the guidance practice, and this practice that I'm teaching you in today's episode. So naturally, I'm going to suggest that you use it. You can use any other journal and pen. I think there is benefit in keeping it all together and with the worksheets. I mean, the Head and Heart Planner is 500 plus pages dedicated to this process, but any pen and paper will do. Now, I also recommend that you have somewhere that you can lay out your Oracle card spread. Remember, there's a digital version of this in the Head and Heart Planner. You're going to need a deck of Oracle cards if you have them. Now, it may not be completely necessary, but it is ideal. So naturally, I'm going to work with the Little Sage Oracle cards, but this would work just as well with any other Oracle card or Tarot cards, whatever works for you. If you are using the Little Sage Oracle cards and the Head and Heart Planner, then you can perform the forecast with your physical deck and record it with your digital deck. I think it's very cool. Now, don't worry if you don't have a deck of Oracle cards. I'm going to also give you a tip to use when you don't have the right tools on hand. You can still work on your annual forecast today. So let's now explore the system I recommend for forecasting the year ahead. You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, your weekly dose of insights, inspiration, and information, helping you align your life's path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. I'm an author, speaker, and mentor passionate about intuition, self-discovery, and soul purpose. And I'm known for my practical psychic predictions and energy forecasts. Stick around as we explore how to tune into and express your true self so you can live the life you were born to live. All right, let's get into forecasting like a pro. There are a few steps that I'm going to take you through. And the first one is actually starting by centering yourself and tuning in. Now, this might look like a meditation or simply a few deep breaths. Maybe it's a yoga sequence or a walk in nature to bring you to your center. I often recommend my Ground Clear and Protect Your Energy meditation on my website. I'll add a link in the show notes. And the reason that I recommend it is really great to use before any kind of guidance work because it literally grounds, clears, and protects your energy. But you may even want to maybe dabble with the meeting your spirit guide meditation or meet your higher self meditation, particularly if you prefer to be guided into a meditation. So this first step of centering yourself and tuning in can really be as simple as focusing on your breath, going into your heart space, and just tuning in to your inner self, or what I have been known to call your own little sage. However you get there is up to you, but the first step is to make sure that you have centered yourself and tuned in. Okay, step number two is to set your intention. For our purposes today, we're going to ask to tune into the energy and the themes for the next 6 months, which I'm going to focus on, or you might have some other time frame in mind. But essentially, we're asking to tune into the energy and themes for your particular time frame. You might like to create a positive affirmation or a statement, such as, I intend to open to receive any insights and guidance for my divine life path over the next 6 months. Or insert your own time frame in that statement. Really, the main point of this step is to relax. It is to intend to receive whatever insights you're meant to receive, however they're meant to come. And I will just highlight here that you're not in control of how they're going to come to you. And I'll touch on that again throughout the stages, but really the intention here is to open and to receive. Okay, once you've set your intention, you're ready for step number three. Step number three is to work with your oracle cards. Remember, I have another tip for you if you don't have your oracle cards at hand. If you do have your oracle cards, of course, this is where we're going to start to use them. So if you're working with your oracle cards and you're going to put together a spread for your time frame, so I'm going to work with 6 months. The spread for 6 months can look as simple as placing six cards in a circle or a straight line if you prefer. But before you go ahead and lay the cards out or create your spread, there are a couple of things I want to share with you first. So before you pull a card for each month, I want you to take a deep breath and home in even deeper with your intention. So at this point, I actually create further intentions. And my intention, it becomes something like, I am open to guidance about the energy and themes for January or whatever month or time period I'm tuning into. So if we're working for 6 months before I pull each card, I want to take a deep breath and state the intention either in my mind or in my heart. You can say it out loud if you'd prefer, that I am open to the guidance and energy and themes for whatever time frame. So you might like to pull one card with the intention to open to the guidance for the entire period. So I may also have an intention to start. I am open to guidance about the overall theme for the next 6 months. And when you pull that card, you would simply place it separately to the other cards you're going to pull for each month. Look, if you really wanted to, you could pull additional cards here. There might be other things that you want to ask about. So in addition to the overall theme and your monthly cards, you might also like to pull a card for key lessons, purpose, relationships. Remember, this is your forecast, so feel free to play around with this portion a little bit. So however you set this up, make sure that you're asking for guidance and setting intentions for every single card before you pull it. And you'd pretty much now follow this same process for each card that you want to pull. So for me, I'm going to pull
one overarching card, and I'm going to pull a card and focus my intentions for January, February, March, April, May, and June for my own reading. So I touched on this earlier, that your insights through this process may come to you in different ways. You may be more clairvoyant and see a whole load of images in your mind's eye as you're pulling the cards. Or maybe you're more clairsentient, which means that you're going to feel a bunch of sensations or hunches. Clairsentience is a lot more intuitive than sort of higher psychic visions or messages that come to you. One of my strengths actually is clairaudience, which means that I will hear spirit whisper to me. And so you might have your information come to you in that way. I talk a lot more about what I call the six C's in my book. You already know, I go into it in a lot of my programs, but I mention it here because there's not any one right way to receive the guidance. So as you're pulling the cards and starting to interpret the cards, I want you to be open to any images that pop in, any words, any sensations. And of course, over the next days and weeks, probably days, I want you to also be paying attention to any messengers that arrive, signs and symbols, and your dreams. Here is a pro tip for you. When I am working with a forecast, I will pull out a card, let's say for January. I write it down, I make my notes, but I put the card back in the deck. And here's why. Spirit may want that same card or that same theme to come up again within the forecast. So make sure you put it back in because you may need that same theme for multiple months throughout the forecast. And if you tune into my regular forecasts here on the podcast, you know that is often the case. If, of course, you had multiple decks, you wouldn't need to do this. And so often I will work with multiple decks. Okay, I promised that I would give you a little tip if you don't have the cards, or if you're listening to this and you were patiently waiting for your deck of Little Sage Oracle cards to arrive. So here's the trick. Instead of working with the cards, you'd simply tune into your heart space or into your center. You might like to put your hand on your heart, and I would suggest it being your left hand because you receive with your left hand, and simply ask, what's the energy theme I need to work with this month? And then stay here centered in your heart long enough to notice what bubbles up. So if you're struggling, this may be where you might want to work with my meditations like Meet Your Spirit Guide or maybe even Meet Your Higher Self. They can definitely help you in this phase. But if you are driving or you're on the treadmill and you feel comfortable putting a hand on your heart, or just simply ask the question, what's the energy theme I need to work with in this month or in this time frame? And allow an answer to bubble up. So essentially the tip is this, you can connect with your guides on these specific questions anywhere, anytime. The oracle cards, the meditations are tools. They're like a gateway or a portal if you're struggling, but the power for this resides in you. Okay, we're going to move into step four. Now, you may have actually started doing this unknowingly in the previous step in step three, but step four is about recording your insights and impressions. So if you've been around me and my work for any length of time, you have probably heard me say that keeping a journal of my personal readings and the signs and symbols that I was receiving early on in the piece was single-handedly the best thing I did to enhance my own intuition. So I highly recommend it for you too. Now, there's a few things that you're going to want to be on the lookout for as you're noting your impressions with the cards. Okay, So as you're working on interpreting the cards, I want you to write it down in your journal. And the pro tip here is don't just write down the name of the card. Of course, you can look it up in the reference book. You can ask your SST. So you can ask your spiritual support team. Ask them, what does this card mean? Are there any follow-up questions that you want to ask to help explore the card or to expand on the theme? Any insight you receive, jot it down in your book. Jot it down as part of your overall reading. So you're going to want to do this for each of the cards that you've pulled for your forecast. So this can take a little bit of time. And if you're playing along at home, this may be where you want to pause the training and take your time with this. If you're, like I said, listening while driving, or you're on the treadmill, or you're out and about and doing things, you can keep listening. This may be a really quick sequence for you. If you are out and about, you could just as easily jot this down in your notes app on your phone, or just kind of be interested in what comes up and come back to this process. And you might just surprise yourself, if you end up working with the cards, how they mirror what you've already intuited. And I think that this can also be a brilliant way of building proof in your own intuitive muscle, in your own intuitive ability. And so everyone's a winner, no matter how you're processing today's training. Okay. Once you've moved through all of those steps, you're going to come into the fifth and final step here, which is put it aside. So, look, firstly, I'm suggesting you put the cards aside, but maybe you've taken a photo of them, and ideally you'd put the photo somewhere that you'd see it often. So one tip is in that layout where you've got the six cards and your overarching card, or if you've pulled card for lessons or relationships or key areas that you've asked about, take a photo of the spread and then make it a wallpaper, maybe on your phone or on your desktop, because you're going to look at it all the time. So take the photo first, or if you have an altar or a vision board, you might actually want to place the cards directly on your vision board or directly onto your altar if you have one. Okay, what I really want you to put aside then is the message and interpretation. Remember, I said to you earlier that any forecast is the weather forecast. It's not the hard and fast rule of what will happen, because frankly, the weather forecast isn't always quote unquote right. I tend to think that it is, but they're accounting for a very big area. And I joked earlier that sometimes the weather forecast suggests rain, but it doesn't hit your suburb. This is the kind of picture I want you to have in mind with your own personal forecast. Your job is not to prove the forecast right. Your job now becomes to be in the observer mode. I talk about the observer mode in You Already Know. It's about watching for synchronicities, for signs and symbols. And, you know, I talk about this often on my own Instagram page, how the forecast is playing out for us is sometimes surprising. Let me give you an example. The forecast for the month of January is indulge. We've been told to connect with our soul, to ask what our soul wants us to indulge in. And as I'm recording this, we're on day three of a surprise lockdown in my hometown of Brisbane. And it's actually given me an opportunity to go much, much deeper in what my soul is really desiring and what it really, really wants me to indulge in. And so, you know, I didn't predict that Brisbane would be in a 3-day lockdown, but that indulge theme has come up in a very surprising way. So this is just an example of how your own themes might come up in surprising ways. Your job isn't to make it happen, but to be in that observer mode and work with the energies. Okay, what I also recommend here is, so you've got it photographed and then you're going to let it go. You're going to put this in the hand of the energy of spirit to be observing how it comes back to you, what actions you need to take and what is out of your hands. And I talk about that and you already know as well. But I do want to recommend here creating a regular practice to tune back in. So this may be as simple as marking something in your calendar, maybe at the end of each month, so that you've got a little bit of reflection time. I invite you to revisit your journal and the insights and the impressions and the observations that you've jotted down. And so you want to look at how it came to light. Did the theme play out? Was it like what you expected? Hopefully there's no more surprise lockdowns, but how did life serve this up to you in a weather pattern you weren't expecting? So this is also then where you would go in even deeper with your SST, with your own spirit guides, with your own practice, and really look at, do I need to dive in deeper to these themes in my life? So maybe depending on your theme or the cards that have come up, you might need to go back into those meditations or dive deeper into the themes. And again, if you've listened to this podcast for any length of time or even has been around my work for any length of time, there's a very clear reason why I do an annual forecast, I do a quarterly forecast, I do a monthly forecast. And while they're not on the podcast anymore, I would highly recommend that you break this down into weekly forecasts for yourself too. The more that you're doing this, you are actually guiding yourself through a very specific intuitive process. This is the inner work, guys. It's not just a forecast, but it then becomes a tool, a self-guidance practice for you to go inward and to reflect and to do the inner work that your SST has told you is needed.
Okay, so now it's your turn. If you would like to grab a copy of the Head and Heart Digital Planner and get forecasting, and if you're not yet a guided member, you'll want to join now. We will be working on forecasting and intuiting the year ahead together in January, and the collective annual energy forecast will drop on January 1. So join us now, grab a Head and Heart Digital Planner at helenjacobs.co. Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you're still wanting more. Why not subscribe so you never miss an episode? Or go check out thelittlesage.com for all of my tools, tips, and trainings. Or we might be a good fit to work together one-on-one. You can check that out at helenjacobs.co.